Dr. Sabre, turning an office note on patient Sunil Indupalli, INDUPALLI, Sunil, SUNEEL. Date of birth is 5/4/1977. Date of service 7/29/2025. Pre-rank of the patient is 48-year-old American gentleman who presents to my office to follow up on elevated serum creatinine. Patient has the following past medical history: 1, chronic kidney disease, currently stage 4. In 2023, his creatinine and GFR was 100%, creatinine was around 1. He went to the ER recently because he was told by his Kelsey Seabold clinic that his kidney function is so low and his GFR was 19. Next, hypertension, long-standing, uncontrolled. Next, morbid obesity. Next, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next, history of cellulitis in the left lower extremity requiring hospitalization in June 2021. Next, seasonal allergies. Next, possible psoriasis, paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, allergic to Bactrim. Social history, patient is married, he has one daughter, no smoking, no occasional alcohol, no drugs, he works for a plastic company. Family history, father was a doctor, he died from diabetes, medicine 2, complication of CVA and hypertension, mother has diabetes and sister has hypertension. Review systems, reveals no headache, good vision, no chest pain, shortness of breath positive, dyspnea on exertion positive, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, occasional diarrhea, nocturia times 2, no straining upon urine, she has complete bladder empty. Patient missed using a lot of NSAIDs in the past for his left ankle injury, but most lately he was taking like four Tylenol at one time for that pain. Oh, leg swelling is positive, period paragraph. Four other systems are reviewed and are a negative, period paragraph. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, period paragraph. Current medications include amlodipine, atorvastatin, 10/20 once a day. Hydralazine 50 milligram 3 times a day. On physical exam, a general appearance patient is morbidly obese, HNT, pupils roundly active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema noted. Pupil paragraph, next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular, and rhythm, no muscle, no stew, no movement, no friction of heart. Lungs are clear to auscultation bilaterally. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal, sphenous tube, normal measure, no friction of heart. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no varying rebound or rigid extremities. Yes, 2 blood filling in the lower extremities. Period paragraph. Investigations, recent labs from so we have albumin to creatinine ratio done recently, 7/26/2025, and it is 19/20. A1C was 5.5. Sodium 142, potassium 4.6, chloride 108, potassium 226.3. Creatinine 3.7, eGFR is 19 milliliters per minute, BUN 44, glucose 105, albumin 3.4, AST, ALT normal, white count 8.63, hemoglobin 11.4, platelet count 230. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 4. He has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including morbid obesity, uncontrolled hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea. We are going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies. Quantification proteinuria again. Patient may require a kidney biopsy. Period. Next diagnosis. Morbid obesity. We spent extensive period of time. discussing lifestyle changes that he needs to make to be able to lose weight, including healthy keto diet, intermittent fasting. Period. Next obstacle is apnea continuous, CPAP. Next, hypertension uncontrolled. I'm going to add bisoprolol 5 mg to his regimen and review his blood pressure log from our home next visit. Next, anemia with chronic kidney disease. We are going to assess his iron stores. We'll also start him on B-complex folic acid vitamin. Next, fluid retention with leg edema. We're going to start him on furosemide 40 mg daily and take it twice a day as needed as well, if no improvement. Good paragraph. We are going to obtain genetic testing as well. Patient's going to see him back in around 3 to 4 weeks to discuss the workup and the report. Thanks.